What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Life You Deserve podcast. We're coming at you today with a very interesting episode, something that I have struggled with for as long as I can remember and how I navigate it. But before we get into that, just a really quick update. This past weekend, I had a wonderful trip. Me and my father-in-law and my brother-in-law were huge Knicks fans. And every time the Knicks are in the playoffs and happen to be playing a team in the Midwest, last year it was the Pacers, this year it was the Pistons in Detroit, we try to make a trek and we go up there and we visit it. It was amazing. I had the best Mexican food in my entire life. I also got to watch the Knicks win, which felt great and also kind of scary when you're one of like five Knicks fans in an entire arena. It just, you know, you kind of feel like you have eyes on you all the time. But regardless, we got the win. The Knicks are moving on to the second round. So my life quality has shot up at least 10% as a result of that. And also, if you remember from my last episode, I've been going through some things. I've been feeling kind of stressed out, feeling the weight of all the things that I've asked for in general in life, mostly good things that I'm feeling stressed out by. And I just wanted to give you an update in terms of like how that's been going. So for the most part, I have been a lot better. The past three nights, I have actually had good nights of sleep. And for me, I'm sleeping well when I'm not waking up in the middle of the night, struggling to fall back asleep. I'm dreaming, I wake up, and I'm not crashing by 2 or 3 p.m. So we're on the up and up. And one thing that's been extremely helpful during this time period has been a very simple question that I'm asking myself. And that question comes from my therapist, who knows me well enough, so much so to the point where she'll tell me, I'm not even going to get into the story here that you're talking about. I'm not going to get into the why you might feel this way. Like, just do this thing so you can stop being the way you are, so you can stop creating all this stress for yourself. And the thing that she mentioned was asking myself a very simple question. Is this thought helpful? Is this thought helpful? Now, the context for this is I am a serial overthinker. I overthink everything. Small decisions, big decisions. I like to think. It feels good. If I'm talking with you about a specific topic, I can go deep with you because I like to ask questions and see things from many different angles. And also, this puts me in tricky positions because I will go through a stressful time period in life, something that is normal and expected and is just going to happen, and I will start asking really big questions. What does this say about myself? Is my life going well overall? Do I need to make really big adjustments and changes? Are there certain qualities that I need to get better at? Stories that I need to abandon? Beliefs that I need to interrogate? And I don't know if you're already noticing it, but I'm creating a lot out of nothing. I might just be going through a time in life where work is busy, I'm not sleeping well, a couple things are popping up in terms of life responsibilities, and I'm just stressed like every other human being on the planet. And that's all there is. It's not that deep. However, part of my pattern is overthinking the meaning of everything. What does this say about me? Is this a problem because I don't feel comfortable? Does this distress mean that I have to do something radically different? And this is not helpful at this stage anymore because if I zoom out, I can really quickly realize I can't pinpoint a specific stressor, aka, you know, I'm not going through a breakup, nobody's fighting me, I'm not losing money in some area. There's no specific particular stressor, and life is pretty good overall. I can't point to a specific area and complain about it. So all this has led my therapist to now tell me when I'm going through these episodes to just ask myself, is this thought helpful? The one that I find myself chewing on. So this is what's actually been helping with my sleep a lot. I'll still wake up, let's say, to use the restroom. Never go a night of sleep without having to go to the bathroom at least one time during the middle of the night. In that time period where I'm going to the bathroom and coming back to the bed, I could latch onto a thought. Ugh, I should have said that thing differently. Why did that person say that? Why did they feel that way? Why did I make this decision at this point in my life? I'm going to replay conversations and relationships that have been finished for years. Oh, I have this thing coming up in the future, this thing with my son, this thing with my family, this thing with work. I can latch on to that thought. And the moment I latch on, I'm done. I'm not going to be able to fall back asleep for at least 2 more hours. It's rumination. It's chewing on the same thought over and over again. And what I've been trying now that's been very helpful is the very millisecond that I feel myself beginning to think about a thought, I ask myself, is this helpful for what I'm doing right now? The thing I'm doing right now is trying to sleep. I'm trying to rest. I'm trying to relax. So the answer to that question is usually a resounding no. It is not helpful to think about a conversation 4 months down the road when I'm trying to sleep right now. It is not helpful to think about my broader career direction or how I'm going to approach a specific coaching client right now because I'm just trying to sleep. And I'll be honest, the first couple times I did this, it wasn't really clicking. I found myself still leaning into the thought, leaning into the habitual pattern of thinking. But what I realized with enough practice and trying this over and over and over again is that now I'm able to punt the thought, aka I just kick it out of my brain and I don't give it thought. One of the principles of mindfulness is understanding that thoughts are like clouds in the sky. They're going to come into your brain and they're going to leave just as fast if you allow them. But if you latch onto them and you create meaning about them, what does that say about me? What does that say about them? You're inviting that thought to have a seat. Whereas it was just kind of walking through your office and about to leave. Now you said, come into the waiting room, have a seat. I'll be with you in a moment. And then they come into the appointment and you have no definitive end time. So you're hanging out with that thought as long as you want. And that is where we start creating rumination. We start creating self-induced stress where we didn't actually need to choose or go down that path. Now, I'll be the first one to admit, sometimes thoughts can be sticky. Thoughts can feel enticing and attractive to think more about or chew on, to come to a conclusion, to come to a final understanding of whatever it is you're trying to chew on. And also, we have to be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, am I actually doing this to change my behavior or change my course of action? Or am I just creating this narrative in my head, this court, this judge, this arena where I'm battling this thought, coming to a conclusion, but nothing's actually changing? Is this really just staying in my head and staying stuck in my head? Because there's a difference between chewing on a thought of, okay, I want to confront somebody or set a boundary. What's my plan of action for that? That's productive. Hopefully by the end of that, we come away with some action steps and things to do differently. But then there's also the thought court of, what am I doing with my life? Why did I say that to that person? Why are they so mean to me? Why are they never upfront with me? Why are they constantly crossing my boundaries? You know those kinds of thoughts that don't have a definitive endpoint, that you're not really coming to some conclusion about. You're just getting into a dialogue with yourself. And so, to make a long story short, is this thought helpful for me in the moment? I want you to start pulling that out and asking yourself at different points of the day. If you're playing with your children and you find that your mind is trailing towards work and something related to work, is this thought helpful for what I'm trying to accomplish right now? Being present with my kids and my family and my friends? If the answer is no, ignore the thought. Get back locked in with what you're doing, because I promise if you have that momentary second where you pause and ask that question and practice this over and over again, you're going to get better at punting these thoughts away. You're going to forget what you were thinking about. You'll be engrossed right with what's in front of you, and you won't have to worry about latching onto something that ruins your experience of the present moment. Now, I can't dive into this topic without giving you a little bit more background understanding of overthinking in general, especially because it is what I would classify myself as. I don't like to identify or label myself with certain personality types or with certain things. I have been guilty of saying I'm an overthinker. In reality, I'm a person who overthinks. It's not part of my identity. I'm trying to work on that. Now, overthinking usually is a sign of unresolved stress. So whenever you find yourself struggling to make minor decisions like, what am I going to buy on Amazon for the right brand of soap? What am I going to get at the grocery store to cook for dinner? And you find that you're struggling with these little decisions, consider that the problem isn't being unable to make a choice, the problem might be that you're experiencing some degree of unresolved or undischarged stress. Oftentimes, when I find myself struggling with making particular decisions, either a good night of sleep or going for a workout or a walk and coming back to that decision, I'm able to make it a lot more quickly. So all I want you to do is remember, next time you are feeling like you are overthinking or struggling to move past a decision, step away from it. You might be experiencing some degree of stress, which means your brain is now pushed into this fight, flight, freeze, or fawn mode. We have lost contact with our logical brain, our decision-making part of our brain. That's out the window. It's going to be really difficult to be logical and be measured in those kinds of states. So regulate yourself, get your stress down, then return to the decision so you can move through it quicker. I will also be the first to admit, I'm an only child. I have no siblings. I spent a lot of time by myself as a child. Overthinking became my teddy bear. It became my teddy bear in the sense of when there were unresolved conflicts, either in my home or in my friendship circles or in relationships, I did not always have someone to talk through those things. I certainly did not have a therapist growing up, and I didn't necessarily have, maybe just being a guy, I don't have friends that were interested in working through these things with me. And so overthinking became adaptive. It was a way that I could think through challenging, unresolved situations or problems and come to some conclusion about myself or other people. And I know for a fact that helped in the moment a lot. It allowed me to feel at ease with what was happening in my life and feel like, okay, that makes sense for this, that, and the third reason. So this is where I want to encourage you guys. If you notice these patterns and thinking that you have, realize that A, they're not random. There is likely some tracing of this back to your childhood or even one of your parents genetically. And that these are also adaptive at some point. These are helpful ways of thinking. They wouldn't have taken root unless they served you positively in some way. Now, the problem becomes when you get older and you exit this state of being by yourself as a child without anyone to talk to or vent to or not having a therapist or a coach or a partner. Now you're an adult. This habit, this habitual way of thinking, it's probably no longer helpful for you. So while it might have been helpful to sit in your room for 2 hours and overthink about something, now it doesn't matter as much. And so we have an opportunity to recognize and become self-aware of the ways that our brain might have handled problems as children or adolescents and how that might have been helpful for us. But nowadays, we don't have the same needs. So can we start becoming self-aware of when we're getting into those patterns and then use some discernment to ask ourselves, do I want to reinforce this or do I want to choose something differently? It is also important to remember, overthinking can be a sign of self-sabotage. Self-sabotage in the sense of, I want something good for myself. I want to start a business. I want to start a family. I want to set this boundary. I want to go on a 10-mile trek of Mount Everest. I guarantee you it's more than 10 miles. I'm just throwing an example out there. I want to do this thing. And then when your brain realizes, okay, you just placed something in my field of sight here, you placed something in front of me that might be foreign or unpredictable or new, that is when the alarm bells start going off. And your brain might deploy overthinking as a way to keep you right where you are. Could start a business, but most of them fail. I don't have this credential. I don't have the network. I don't think it's the right time. I think I'm too busy. I don't know how I'm going to be able to make this successful. What if I get sued? What if people don't like what I'm doing? What if someone says something about me behind my back? I've been there. We've all been there at some point when we're trying to do some positive change for ourselves. And while there is a helpful amount of thinking through a decision, you know when that line is crossed and it becomes a pattern of anytime I want to do something better for myself, my brain overthinks to the point of paralysis where I can't make a new decision for myself. That is when overthinking becomes maladaptive and unhelpful, and it is creating self-sabotage. You yourself are sabotaging and stopping yourself from doing the thing that's helpful for you. So again, I talk a lot about self-awareness. In order to change a pattern, to change a part of your life, you have to be able to see it. These things that play out subconsciously that you're not aware of will rule your life. So overthinking, notice when that comes up, right at the precipice of making a beautiful or scary or great decision for yourself. It's normal. And also, three things you can do real quick to make it past that stage so you don't get stuck in that stage is, one, set a timeline for yourself. I'm going to give myself 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week to make this choice or this decision. By the time that timer goes off, I commit to making a decision. Give yourself that timeline so you're not endlessly chewing on and ruminating on this decision. Number two, actually decide. You have to commit to a decision. Indecision is not an option. Pushing it down the road is not an option. You actually have to commit to something. So make sure the choices are clear in front of you, A, B, or C. Pick the one that you committed to. And number three, trust the outcome. Trust that in the choosing, in the deciding, you will take the action that needs to be taken. And overall, that's going to give you the information that you need. If you say that you want to start a business and you give yourself a timeline of 1 week to come up with a business plan or start your LLC, and you choose that choice, you go down that path, and 6 months in, you realize this is hell. I hate this. I don't like the pressure. I don't like the uncertainty. Guess what? You are no longer going to regret the question of, should I have started a business? Because you tried it. You have to trust that in the process, in the doing of the things, in the risk taking, the answers will come. You will finally learn whether or not, not to sound super woo-woo, but you will finally know whether or not that thing was meant for you, whether it was actually in the cards for you, whether it was something that you truly desired and could attain, or whether it was just a nice idea in the moment. And ultimately, you got to find something else to do. So again, create that timeline, come to a decision, trust the process. That's my 101 on overthinking. If you feel like an overthinker, let me know why in the comment or what you find yourself overthinking about. I promise you, you are not alone. There are no such things as unique experiences. And if there's anything that I can talk with you all day about, it is overthinking. Anyway, till next time. Peace.